I first moved to Ithaca, I was really interested in Native American culture, and met up with a friend of mine and found a Lenape sweat south of Ithaca that I could go to every new moon. It was a men's Lenape sweat, and met this guy who's he's the Lenape. Lenape is a tribe that's also called the Delaware. I think they were in central and northern Pennsylvania, maybe originally, and they were somehow tied up with folks around here from the Iroquois tribes, and they got displaced in all kinds of times. They moved, you know, they have one of these histories of being displaced fairly often and moving their way west and finally ending up. I think there are still some tribes maybe in Ohio, and the people are still together, the Lenape, and Treebeard is the kind of the chief on the east coast, I think, for the Lenape. The Lenape are pretty interesting because it used to be, I don't know if it's like that now, but it used to be that you, in order to join a tribe or to be in a tribe, you had to be a certain percentage of blood from that tribe. But the Lenape have always accepted white people, any colored people, as a part of their tribe. That's kind of one of their things. Which I never became Lenape, but I really enjoyed being around Treebeard and the whole culture and the sweat. The sweat is more like, I guess, like church. There's a lot of prayer and different parts of the sweat and different rituals that are all connected with the Native Americans with Sweat Lodge. So I really enjoyed that, and I got to know Treebeard a little bit. And since he knew I was a musician, Treebeard's also a historian. He's written a couple of books about the Lenape and about the history of the Lenape. Some really great books, actually. And he's done a lot of research. He went to the Smithsonian Institute when he was doing some research, and he found a whole stack of manuscripts, paper, that was music that someone doing their doctoral studies went to various Lenape tribes and transcribed some of the songs. So he gave me the stack of papers that had songs written out in, you know, like Western type manuscript. So I don't know if it really accurately depicts what people were singing, but it was pretty cool because each one of these songs had a different function. There were couple of songs that I learned. One's called the Departing Hunter's Song, and that's the song I'm going to sing for you now. And I'm going to sing it. If you're Lenape, you're probably going to be holding your ears the way I'm pronouncing everything. But anyway, I told this to Treebeard. I said, you know, Treebeard, I'm a white guy. I'm going to go out and play these songs. And he said, no, you should go and let's keep the songs alive. So that's why I play them, bring them fun. I started working on these songs probably 15 years ago, and I'm sure they've really changed. They probably don't even sound as much like the manuscript, but the important thing for me is that it just touches me to think about folks back in those times. And this song, the Departing Hunter song, came from Missing Helican, who Missing Helican's a keeper of the forest. And Treebeard told me that Missing Helican for us is Bigfoot. And Missing Helican is a benevolent character. He can disappear, he can be in the woods and reappear in strange places. And there were two boys who were banished from their tribe for a while. There were cataclysmic things happening on the earth. And these boys went out into the woods, the two of them, to be together, and they had to be away from their tribe. I guess they were in some kind of trouble. And Missing Helican came to them and gave them some songs. But he gave them instructions for the Big House Ceremony. And the Big House Ceremony was a ceremony that that they used in order to... I like this idea because I think maybe it could have some relevance today. You know, this idea that the earth is in is having problems. Well, maybe we should try to communicate with you. And that's kind of what they did. They had a way of trying to communicate with the spirits and everything that's around them. So I think that's an interesting point. This song was a social song. For me, it's like a spirit song because it comes from that. But if this is, they had social songs. The social songs had words. This one's the Departing Hunter song, and the hunters would go out to get meat for the ceremony. And then I also learned a song that was a war dance song. And that's a spirit song. And spirit songs don't have words, and I think that's cool. The way I take it is if it doesn't have words, it's harder to define, so it can have a broader context. So if I sing the war dance song, I don't sing it from a place of violence. I sing it from a place of motivation, motivating myself to, in this case, help to save the trees up on the college. Or the Walmart that's coming to. It's not going to happen. If anybody wants to know about the trees under the college, you can ask me. Because not many people know, but they're about to cut down a whole bunch of them that they want to. Anyway, so that's this song here. And then I also have some of my own stuff all in this, my own little compositional stuff, and there's another one called Jersey Devil at the end of this, and I have another long story, but I guess I feel like I'm talking too much, so I'll just let you listen to that.